This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Lots of stuff happening in the news. Kathy Griffin, she's apologized again, sort of, and then blamed Trump. So that's in the news. It's worth covering. I don't know if we'll get to it this hour, but if we don't do it, we'll do it this week, because we gotta talk about the left and explain how wacky they are. Oh, here's a thing that I thought was kind of interesting, and this is, whatever happened to a lock her up, right? During the election cycle, America witnessed the most egregious classism since our forming. We watched, it happened before the election, actually. It was all during the Obama administration. We watched just person after person who deserved to go to jail not go to jail. How many people in the Obama administration went to jail? I don't have an answer to that, but it's not very many. When you think about veterans being killed on waiting lists, nobody fired or gone to jail. IRS targeting conservatives, nothing to see there. Guns being run into Mexico, nothing to see there. State Department lying about getting people killed in Benghazi, nothing there. And, I mean, on and on. Fudging of numbers in this, Obamacare lies, and I mean, whether you say it's incompetence and they should be fired, or in some cases it's actual treason, sedition, and they should be in prison, who went? Couple of people. You lost Sebelius, whatever her name was, with Obamacare. You lost Shinseki with the VA. You lost Lois Lerner with the IRS. And I bet you all those people are doing better. I bet they're living on fat government pensions going, shoot, if I'd known it was this easy, I'd have retired a long time ago. I'd have started some controversy before this. You know? Man. Then we got Hillary Clinton. You know, was America feeling sorry for her after her flogging by Trump? And so the clamor for her to be jailed subsided. What happened? I mean, Trump came out and said, look, I'm not going to go after. And I know there were parts of many of us that said, you know what? As much as I don't want you to take that tactic, she just goes away. I understand. We don't need the distractions. We got work to do. Was that what you were thinking? I mean, I'm serious. As much as she needs to be in prison, it was okay if she stayed out of here. Just go away. You go away. It's kind of like when the cop says, all right, I got you out. Or the attorney says, I got you out. But the LAPD or NYPD says, you got to go. And you're like, I don't want to go. There's plenty of places to live, but all I know is New York. Well, they're going to kill you. So here's Hillary Clinton. She goes away, butt hurt. Got the dirtiest buns. Donald Trump flipped her up. Boom. Body slammed her. Rub that booty on the floor. Rub the booty on the floor. See, that'll be a nightclub hit. And dirtied up her buns and sent her on her way. Sent her packing with Bill and Chelsea scuttering in behind. What's the word I'm looking for? Maybe scuttering? Is that a word? Anyway, they're running in behind. Wait, Hillary, wait up, wait up, wait up. We can't go without her. And they're chasing. So and Hillary goes in a drain hole, a big one. Into the sewer system, and we're done. The rats of the Clintons are freaking done. And then what she do? She comes out. I was hurt, and I it's been tough down there. It stinks, and it's not quite like it is in Chappaqua. And I was cool with her coming out saying, okay, I'm alive. But then she got ugly. I mean, she's already been ugly, but she got uglier. And now she's attacking him. Let me tell you something. Go after her. Go after her. Why are we no longer willing to do it? If I was Trump, I would have made it would have been the declaration. Hey, here's the thing. I'm going to say it because it was a campaign promise. Let's lock her up. She should be in prison for what she's done. So Trump wants to. That's the one he's broken. If he comes back out, if he were to say, like Obama, I was cool with letting her go, but the caveat was she needed to keep her mouth shut. But she didn't do it. So now we're going after her. And let me tell you, it's about to happen, folks. I spent the last hour talking about the connection between Comey and the Clintons and the Pandora's box that these suckers have opened up on the left. And I'm telling you, I cannot wait to see it. Because I do know this. I know that Donald Trump and his team have done nothing to collude with the Russians. And all this brouhaha over it does nothing. And let me tell you what's helping Donald Trump. We don't talk about this, but it's true. What's helping Donald Trump are all these stupid Muslim attacks. Where are they attacking? Britain, twice. They attacked the Philippines. But the two attacks in Britain are noteworthy because that's where the multiculturalization has occurred probably as much as anybody in Europe. And Donald Trump's warned against it. So as he gets more credibility, and by the way, he resubmitted to the Supreme Court his thing for the Muslim ban. He's going to make them have to own every attack that occurs in America, and you better know they are coming. Trump he's a smart guy, folks. Yeah, I almost said brilliant. He is brilliant. I'll just go ahead and say it. Y'all gonna be mad. But it's true. Donald Trump is doing things. He's setting traps for leftists that they don't even know are coming, and it's going to be bad for him. And every single day, something bears him out, whether it's illegal immigrants committing crimes or it's these stupid Muslims that want to blow things up all the time that cannot get along. Culturally, they are completely antithetical to anything we stand for. And Donald Trump gets vindicated, proven to be right. You as well. He's representing you finally. You finally have somebody that understands you. So be happy this man is in place. We got a lot to talk about this hour. Climate change reaction has been crazy, people. The sky is falling and all this. Russia, Putin reacted to it. Like it matters. He believes in it. We posted a graphic that showed this meeting they wanted to have. They wanted us to pay $1 billion. All the other countries, nothing. I don't know if that's true. My researchers said it was. We're going to talk about White House blocking Comey's testimony, the lie of that. WAPO's article on Jared Kushner. Where are the facts? Folks, there's a cabal against Americans, you, hardworking, taxpaying Americans, and we're going after them. So we got a lot to talk about. Keep it here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back in just a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Every day for the great people of this country. Therefore, in order to fulfill my solemn duty to protect America and its citizens, the United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. Thank you. Thank you. But begin negotiations to re-enter either the Paris Accord or in really entirely new transaction on terms that are fair to the United States, its businesses, its workers, its people, it's taxpayers. So we're getting out, but we will start to negotiate, and we will see if we can make a deal that's fair. And if we can, that's great. And if we can't, that's fine.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Donald Trump. He backed out of the climate change thing. And the left are losing their minds. And the world is coming, you know, they're coming unglued. And the reason is the United States puts the most money into this nonsense. And I'm so happy to watch it go away. Now, what Trump's going to do, he's not saying, and I'm warning you guys, he's not saying I'm not going to get back in it or whatever. I don't know what his feeling is about global climate change. I think it's nonsense myself, not his opinion about it. I think the idea of it is nonsense, and I hope he stands his ground. But here's how we wouldn't have to hope. If we had all of our ducks in a row, we had 14, 15, 20 million people who were writing to Donald Trump saying, I don't want my tax dollars going there. I don't want to be part of this global cabal or whatever. Our economy is such that we can dictate how we do things. We are clean in America. We're going to be talking about a clean energy thing. It'll blow your mind. A new technology for lithium fuel cells. This could be the most groundbreaking thing that's happened in a long time, but I don't want to get into it now because it's worthy of just talking about it by itself, the technology and everything. It's crazy good. 94-year-old scientist, the same guy, by the way, who developed the lithium ion battery, co-developed it, is one of the guys who's doing this, who has got this new invention. And it just goes to show you how far ingenuity takes you. But I don't know what Trump really thinks, but I know this. If 20 million Americans told him, I don't want my money going there, he'd squash it. 5 million of us told him he'd squash it. If we went after the Republicans and the Democrats and said, you mention this nonsense again and you're going to be gone, they'd squash it. But we don't do that. We don't fight them. And how bad is that? Because by not fighting them, they think that they're right. They know they've lied. They've cooked the books on climate change. It is a farce beyond belief. And yet, they still talk about it. Like it's something real. Sky's gonna fall. And I tell you guys all the time, go look at what they said in the 70s and predicted what would happen in the 90s. It's a lie. Go look at what they said in the 80s and predicted what would happen at the turn of the millennia. None of it's happened. Global warming, global cooling, this, that, and the other. The tides are gonna stop. The moon's gonna die. You name it. I don't know we'll blot out the sun with our carbon monoxide, blah, blah, blah. And none of it has occurred. And yet, we talk about it all the time. When do we ridicule them? They call us, they have a word for us, deniers. And they try to ridicule you into believing that you're wrong for having common sense that says, look, I'm not paying you for air. It's not going to happen. This ain't Total Recall and we're not on Mars. I'm not paying for air. And if you don't believe me, go outside of your city. I'm so sick of this. And the world is striking. Even Putin had something to say. I was surprised that the United States pulls out, but let them go their way. Be happy. He says, be happy, Vladimir Putin. He's over. He had a conversation with Megyn Kelly on NBC. I don't know if you watched it. It's really anticlimactic because, NBC's been touting it. That's going to be Megyn's debut. But at the end of the day, you already know what he's been saying. And we'll talk about his hacking and all that here in a second. But Putin comes out and says it's not much of a program without the United States because he calls us one of the biggest polluters. That's a lie. Our factories, the United States is one of the best stewards of the land of anybody. I'm not saying we're great, but I guarantee you this, we're better than China. I've never been to Russia, but I bet you we're on par with Russia. As far as industrialized countries go, we're pretty good, and we're always working on stuff. Recycling. By the way, we've paid our dues. We paid our dues, moreover, in terms of our philanthropy and all that, we've paid our dues. There is no reason for us to pay a nickel more for anything going on in the world. When they catch up, then I'm willing to pay some more. Till then, I'm not paying you anything. But yeah, Russia says it's not much of a treaty. Let me tell you why it's not much of a treaty. Because if the United States isn't involved, Uncle Sugar isn't there. the one who they're going to fleece. We have become such patsies, and Donald Trump knows this, that whenever the world wants money, they get together, they meet, and they say, okay, well, here's what we're going to tell the United States. And then we come in duty with a guy like Barack Obama, who falls for it, and he just ends up giving our money away. It isn't his money. He doesn't care whether they give money to the banks, to Wall Street, to insurance, to pharmaceutical. He doesn't care. None of them care. So you're left there holding a bag, and the cops show up and go, you were the one that robbed the bank. Like, no. A guy just told me to hold this. But that's where we are. And they want you to believe that you're crazy if you don't want to give up the money and you just don't want to fall over and go, oh, my gosh, you know. Look, I'm sick of it. I don't know how you feel about it. I'm sick of it for you, even if you're not. So Putin's making his swing. He's over in the United States. He's talking to Megyn Kelly, saying what I'd already read about half the stuff Friday night, you know, that he's going to talk about. He's saying anybody could have hacked the election. The idea that they want to say it's Russia is just a bunch of paranoia that the left are creating. Anybody could have done it. He says it's not that difficult to do. And why, Russia doesn't care. We had no dog in the fight. But that's their excuse. He said, can you imagine something like this in the midst of a political battle? He says they can even be hackers, by the way, in the United States, who very skillfully and professionally shifted the blame, as we say, onto Russia. Putin's saying, do you have operatives that do that kind of stuff too? I've never believed it, and he's going to say it, and of course it's not going to, nobody's going to necessarily believe it because it's Putin, but I believe him. Well, he's got no dog in the fight.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Did you see the title? You may not have paid much attention to this, but the title to an article was White House Weighs Blocking Comey Testimony. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. KJRadio.com, where we make sense out of the nonsensical. And that means that we analyze what liberals say and what they do. And I saw this. Headline. It was in Huffington Post, I believe, right? Yep, Huffington Post. And White House weighs blocking Comey testimony. Now, I'm going to stop. Before I even get into this, I want to ask you this question. Do you honestly believe that title? Do you believe that given everything that's happened, given all the nonsense around Russia, Donald Trump firing Comey, etc., do you honestly believe that they would weigh blocking Comey's testimony? Let me just go into this article. I want you to think about stuff logically. I want you to get rid of this idea. And I want you to think about what happens when you, as a journalist, as a news source, that being the Huffington Post, and I use the quote loosely, when you float an idea that the president may not want Comey to testify, he may block his testimony. Whether it's true or it isn't, I want you to think about what the reaction would be. If you believe it, you think, aha, right? What's he hiding? And here's how the article reads. The White House faces a dilemma over whether to try to block former FBI Director Comey's highly anticipated testimony before Congress next week, which means this week, about his conversations with President Trump. Now, just so we know, Trump could invoke executive privilege and say, what do you mean? Of course I had conversations with him and we were talking about state secrets. So what Donald Trump can say is very simply, you can testify about whatever you want involving Russia or whatever. You obviously can't talk about secrets, any type of things that we personally discuss that have to do with America's national security. So this week's going to be an interesting week. They say the Senate Intelligence Committee is forcing Trump to decide if he wants to invoke executive privilege in an attempt to stop his fired FBI chief from speaking. What they're saying there is the Democrats on the Senate Intelligence Committee are playing chess with the American people. And they're saying, we did something that now allows the media to act as if Donald Trump has a reason to hide something. is that Comey is expected to be asked about a number of his private conversations, including one in which the president reportedly asked him to ease off the investigation into ousted National Security Advisor Mike Flynn, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you what, folks. That conversation never happened. Again, innuendo, supposedly. I mean, look at the article. Reportedly. Who reportedly said that? Who reportedly would know a conversation between two people and what was said except the two people? But here's the Huffington Post. Well, he reportedly. Who reportedly said it, and where did they get their information? Because if it wasn't from Comey, if it wasn't from Trump, it's a lie. It's speculation. Might as well just, I mean, I speculate on the radio. I tell people all the time, I'm not sitting in these meetings. I'm only giving you my opinion based on what likely, you know, you give me a scenario, I'll give you my opinion and say, here's what he was probably thinking when he decided to run in front of traffic. Given the little breadcrumbs that led up to whatever, this is why I give you this opinion. But I wouldn't go, well, my sources say, my source being me and my imagination. But that's what the left does. They want you to believe that Donald Trump is afraid. Let me tell you, watch Donald Trump. You've seen people in fear. I've watched Barack Obama for 8 years, and I watched the guy for most of it who was fearful. Barack Obama only got confident when he knew he had the apparatus in check. He had media, he had all the minions, and he could pretty much go and do what he wanted because everybody felt protected. But up until that point, he was a scared little boy. Didn't know, you know, whether to scratch his watch or wind his butt. And it showed in everything that he did. The dumbest people, the dumbest administration ever with the dumbest leader was Barack Obama, bar none. Jimmy Carter looks like a Minson compared to Barack Obama. Certainly not compared to Donald Trump, I guarantee you that. I love how this article goes on. The FBI director is said to have kept detailed notes about his talks with Trump, and revealing the contents could prove damaging to the president. Or it couldn't. It could very well go the other way. He kept detailed notes and nothing happens. But did they report that? No, because it's sensationalized. All these people are making money on the horror story that could be Donald Trump. And I love it. He kept detailed notes. He was so detailed that when they asked him about Hillary Clinton, where are the notes from the FBI with respect to the Clintons? Oh, we didn't. I have no idea. Well, why'd you ask me that? Because you're a detailed guy, fool. Where? I mean, it's only common sense if you're doing a thorough investigation that involves 150 people, agents, investigating Hillary Clinton. You've got piles of notes, personal notes, etc. He couldn't produce anything, as he essentially gave us every reason to throw Hillary Clinton's big white buttocks in jail, and he did nothing. You think Donald Trump's worried about this fool? Let me tell you something, folks. They're saying that the Trump administration did something very cool when they got rid of Comey. I'm going to go into a little more detail here in a bit. But they seized all his computers and his records while he was gone. They went in his office and they took everything, including lots of his notes. And from what I'm told, from my sources, they're saying Comey's on notice. I'm going to tell you something. Comey better watch himself. He's got no protection. I think if anybody's afraid, it's Comey. And you're going to watch Comey come. If you think of the Godfather. I'm going to give you a scene from the Godfather. Remember, they had Michael Corleone over the barrel. They had a guy, Florenza or whatever, Potenza. He was going to turn state's evidence against the mob. And they had tucked him away, the FBI, and everybody was like, we got you, Michael Corleone. And what Corleone did was he flew in the dude's brother. And all he did was sit him in the courtroom as Potenza, or whatever his name was, was on stand, and the guy kept looking up, and of course everybody's like, who's this person you brought with him? And Michael Corleone, cool as a cucumber, he's the brother of the defendant, the brother of the person you have there, and he's only here to show support for his brother. And he was just cool as a cucumber, because he's saying, whatever evidence you believe you have, it's now been undone. Now, in the case of the Corleones, of course, they were guilty. Donald Trump's not guilty. Donald Trump's got a bucket of evidence sitting there with Comey's name on it. And he's saying, testifying, Comey's looking at that box. It's got Comey written across it. He's sitting up in the witness stand looking across it, and all he can do is look at that box. It says Comey Docs. He's going, hold on. Suddenly I'm remembering things differently. the guy that in The Godfather, that's one of the funniest scenes. What? They forced me to say this. He completely backtracks against the mob. I just tell them what they wanted to hear. Comey is going to look at that box, that metaphorical box. It may not even be there, but he's going to be looking at the Sessions or whoever handles this, and he's going to find out that Trump don't play. Trump don't play, baby. This is amazing to me. Here's what they say, and I love this. This is the other part of the article. The White House refused to rule out the possibility of Trump invoking his presidential powers to block Comey's testimony. Meaning, we didn't talk to the president. We got no answer, so they didn't rule it out. For all intents and purposes, here's what that statement means. We called the White House. We couldn't get through. Ergo, they didn't rule out Trump not doing this, trying to do it. Or Trump, you know, trying to block Comey. That's the level of reporting we have now. And so Spicer was asking a press conference what was going on. He says, I haven't spoken to counsel yet. I don't know how they're going to respond. And what he should have said, this is why I want to be press secretary, because I would have said, you people are just coming up with these ideas. You float them as if they're really real, as if you've talked to somebody. You've talked to nobody. You could easily report this as the other direction, and nobody would say a word. Back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi friends, let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable? Your parents are vulnerable? And yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Sal. Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about the Kevin Jackson Show. And we were talking earlier about the Huffington Post article that essentially reads as if Donald Trump is going to interfere with the Comey testimony. And there's nothing to hide. There's nothing could be further from the truth. He wants to interfere. No, he wants Comey to come out and tell exactly what happened. Now, Comey is the one in a rock and a hard place because he knows he's disgraced. He's been fired. What can he say that doesn't hint that, you know, in other words, he can get himself in a real pickle if he starts lying about the president, because he no longer has power in the Justice Department. Now, he may be trying to line up his allies in there, but Sessions isn't one of them. They're draining the swamp. This is the one of the biggest drains of the swamp you can imagine. And I'm telling you guys, I'm going to wait until next hour to talk about this. So you're going to have to come back, or you're going to have to go. If you can't listen to it now, you're going to have to come back and check out the podcast at kjradio.com. But I'm going to tell you, Comey was the best plant for the Democrats, and he knew exactly what he was supposed to do, and this guy is a strategist who did it. He is a plant for the Democrats. I don't care. When I'm done with this guy, if you don't believe that, then you've got a hole in your head. You're leaking. This is when I started looking at all the different elements of how Comey got his jobs, it leaves you going, you've got to be kidding. But anyway, the Huffington Post, the article read, let me get it exactly, White House weighs blocking Comey testimony. And then they go in to tell you all this innuendo. He could, but he might not. He could. The unspoken thing is, it could be, but it isn't. It might be, but we know it's not. That's the way the article reads. And they said in an interview Friday, ABC News senior Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway indicated the president would allow the former FBI to appear, saying, "We'll be watching with the rest of the world when Comey testifies." That is confident. They're acting as if they're wondering if he'll let Comey testify. She's saying, "No, we're going to be watching with the rest of the world when he testifies." There's no indication that they're not going to let Comey testify. He's not going to invoke executive privilege. Donald Trump is going to say, whatever you talk about, just know. Why do you think Donald Trump sent that shot over the bow to Comey to say, you know what? You might have been recorded in my office. Because what he was saying to Comey is, you better watch your P's and Q's. The minute you say something that is a lie, I'm going to pound you like you wouldn't believe. I'm going to have everybody ready to go. Trump is going to have the best minds in the country watching Comey testify. Are you going to watch it? You're probably going to be riveted to it. I will, to the best of my ability. Anyway, she goes on to say this. It's more important to have somebody testify under oath, frankly, than to have his friends and his former colleagues out there speaking to the media, not under oath. But when pressed if Trump would invoke executive privilege, she says the president will make that decision. That's always going to be the case. If, again, conversations with the president, you have executive privilege for a reason. The implication by Huffington Post is he needs it. See, they want, death by a thousand paper cuts. Russians, Comey, he fired him. And all of this is the ruse to say whatever he does to Comey, we can make it. Oh, he's trying to hide something. Trust me when I tell you, folks. Donald Trump's on it. Now, it would be a great segue to talk about everything I know about Comey. But I'm going to segue to WAPO's, Washington Post's, Kushner witch hunt, which reinforces everything we've been talking about with respect to the Russians, because I want to save this Comey thing for next hour. It's an intricate piece. But as I sort of peel back the layers of this onion, I swear, you're going to be amazed to find out that it's onion. Yeah. You peel back the onion, and it's more onion. But I want to get into the Washington Post's Kushner stuff. The editors of the Washington Post refused to publicly release the so-called smoking gun anonymous letter that served as the foundation for these sensational charges that the White House advisor, Jared Kushner, sought a secret back channel to the Russian officials. See, that's what they do. We've got an anonymous letter. And this anonymous letter was part of a front page article claiming that Kushner wanted to set up this private communication with Russian officials during a discussion with the Russian ambassador, Kislyak. And they published it. It was high-profile coverage for all over the Memorial Day weekend. And as I said earlier, we have proven that if the Trump administration were in cahoots with the Russians, the question is, then why was Jared Kushner trying to even set up a backdoor communications? We've also proven in earlier in the broadcast, not this broadcast today, but earlier, a few days ago, that setting up back channel communications is par for the course. Every administration does it. So not only do we have somebody doing something that every administration does, if he is indeed doing it, it proves that the BS of what they were talking about earlier is nonsense. It's just complete, utter nonsense. So the whole thing of it is, and of course we're taking it to its logical conclusion, the left has just made it up. They are looking for something that isn't there. And when we played the clip of a lady talking about Barack Obama setting up backdoor communications with Iran, an enemy of America, I mean a stated enemy of America, and he wasn't even the candidate. He was just running. He wasn't the preeminent, I mean, he probably was the favorite at that point, but he had not won the primary. But the left said nothing. Because that's what leftists do. They cherry pick what they want to go after. Look, folks, keep at it. I'm telling you right now, the left is dooming itself, and I'm not doing one of these James Crawford. Nobody gonna vote Republican for 100 years. I'm not doing one of those. I'm telling you right now that the course that the left has charted for itself requires lots of orchestration in the background to make it so. The problem is, they no longer have the orchestration ability because they don't control the government to the degree that they did 5-6 months ago. And that's their problem. Many people inside of our government have sickened of them. And in fact, here's a dirty little secret, everybody. So have their own folks. Black people are mad at black people for the stuff they're doing. Mexicans are mad at Mexicans because they're going, what are y'all talking about, all this immigration crap? We love America. You've got government officials going, what is the problem with y'all? With Donald Trump's creating jobs. He's improved our foreign policy in less than 4 months. He's made us stronger. He's making us safer. You're fighting him on every turn. And because you're not giving him a chance, you're ruining what they believe is the righteous way. They're mad at each other. Because believe it or not, there are a handful of Democrats who truly believe that they are righteous people, and they probably are, and they have the right ideas. They want to let those ideas really bake out without the nonsense of their hardcore leftist, and they can't stand them. And believe it or not, folks, those people you would consider moderates, they're the ones who guide these elections. Let me put it to you this way. These guys are eating their own. And in 2018, you're going to see a big Democrat flip. You saw it already. You saw all the statistics about areas of Ohio that were historically Democrat that went Republican, and how Trump changed that across the board in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, etc. All these battleground states. Wait until 2018, and then wait until 2020. They're killing themselves. Let them do it. Let them. I'm telling you, go on your witch hunt. And you know what our job is? Our job is to expand their witch hunts, not to shut them down. Our job is to expand them. You want to check out the Russians? Fine. Hey, let me give you a couple names. Podesta and the Clinton Foundation. You want to expand it? I'll give you, the more they, as I said, that we peel back the onion, the more onion. The anonymous letter. The Post was first alerted in mid-December to the meeting by an anonymous letter which said, among other things, that Kushner had talked to Kislyak about setting up the communication channel. This is what these authors said. WAPO claimed American intelligence agents discovered the ploy through an intercepted phone call by Kislyak to Moscow. They've also noted that Kislyak is a seasoned spy, made the phone call on an open line, and therefore knew it was likely to be intercepted. Really? That's the way they wanted Jared Kushner to be outed, right?
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.